This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump clearly eager to start campaigning for the 2020 election, talking about the currently still vast Democratic field at a campaign rally in Florida last evening.
You got some real beauties. Crazy Bernie. You got a choice between Sleepy Joe and Crazy Bernie. And I'll take any of them. Let's just pick somebody, please, and let's start this thing.
The president also saying a top Chinese official is in Washington today for trade talks, but he's again threatening to hit China with more tariffs if it doesn't agree to a new trade deal by tomorrow. Pope Francis today has handed down a new Vatican law that includes requiring every diocese in the world to establish stable and easily accessible systems for people to report clergy abuse and cover-ups. And this is USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. U.S. entrepreneurs continue to project a strong business outlook despite a slight dip in economic confidence. According to the Spring 2019 Bank of America Small Business Owner Report, nearly 70% plan to expand and more than half predict rising revenues. Even as growth remains a focus, entrepreneurs are taking steps to protect against potential threats to their business. Nearly two-thirds have a business continuity plan in the event of a natural disaster, while the majority have taken steps to prepare for an economic downturn and secure data against a cyber breach. Sharon Miller, head of Small Business Bank of America.
Small business owners remain optimistic about their business outlook and their ability to grow in the year ahead. However, while most entrepreneurs are taking steps to protect their business from potential threats such as natural disasters, an economic downturn, or a cyber breach, a sizable number still are not.
For more, visit newsroom.bankofamerica.com.
Students at the school where a school shooting occurred on Tuesday, leaving one student dead and eight others wounded, say that student who was killed, Kendrick Castillo, was a hero. They say that he jumped in front of a hail of gunfire to try to give other students a chance to get away. Castillo's father, John, telling NBC News,
Kendrick was a selfless individual, and he cared about people. You know, and that's how he lived his life.
Meanwhile, some students who went to a vigil for the victims of the school shooting last night say they walked out in protest because it became too political. That vigil featured remarks by Democratic Senator Michael Bennett and Democratic Congressman Jason Crow, and several students complained that they were being encouraged to talk about gun control rather than the victim. North Korea is at it again with weapons testing. South Korea says the North fired two short-range missiles today. Initially, the South said just one projectile had been fired. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now. At Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Trump responds to a report about his past tax returns. USA's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
The New York Times report showing that his business has lost more than $1 billion between 1985 and 1994, but the president calls it highly inaccurate. Trump tweeting on Wednesday morning, real estate developers during that period were entitled to massive write-offs and depreciation that would show losses and tax losses in almost all cases. He said the Times story was also based on very old information, and he called it a highly inaccurate fake news hit job. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
One state is raising the minimum smoking age to 21. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
The state of Arkansas is raising the age to legally buy tobacco products from 18 to 21. Charles Priolu is a store owner in North Little Rock. He tells Fox News the law doesn't make much sense.
Prohibition didn't work. You know, hey, pass all the laws you want, people are going to find a way around it.
He also contends,
if you're 18, you can go to war and die, and you can vote.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Last month, Walgreens said it would increase the minimum age for tobacco sales from 18 to 21, and even Congress is considering making it a national law. Take us with you on your computer or mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We're back with you, America, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, and the Director of Investigations and Research for Judicial Watch, Chris Farrell, joins us now. Chris, how you doing?
Doing great. How about yourself?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Again, we're grateful for Judicial Watch. Gosh, you guys have been carrying a caseload that's never ending. And from what I understand from Tom Fenton, probably one of the most active lawsuit and investigations in your 25-year history, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's nonstop. We've got a long track record. But in particular, this has been a grueling but also very productive period of time for us.
Well, Chris, you know, I'm glad to hear you say productive. I mean, for most of America who have gone along with, you know, so many of the investigations, and of course everything has been Mueller and the Russian collusion deal, and now that it's concluded, or at least we've gotten a report from Mueller. I say concluded. Maybe half of America says it's concluded. The other half, along with the Democrats, they're not ready to give up the bone yet, huh?
No, I mean, part of this is just publicity stunt and embarrassment on their part because they've lied to the country for 2+ years. And then a little more cynically, frankly, the other part of it is it's a fundraising device for them.
Yes.
It allows them to appeal to the base and say, hey, send us money because we're fighting Trump.
Chris, do you think that the American people gave the Democrats, I mean, they look at the takeover of the House in the midterms as an indication, a mandate, so to speak, for them to hold on to this bone, to do everything they can to upend the Trump administration, even if it leads to impeachment. Are they reading that right, or am I just...
Impeachment's a stalking horse. It's a joke. It's not going to happen. This is all, again, this goes back to the publicity stunt, fundraising gimmick side of this thing. There's not going to be any impeachment.
Meanwhile, at what cost?
Saying those words over and over again.
Yeah, but at what cost? I mean, the American people are taking a loss instead of dealing with, you know, important issues like the border crisis and health care, infrastructure, things that we could be doing constructively on behalf of the American people. We're chasing this Russian delusion.
Yeah, and I think the American public needs to remember that when they go to the polls in November 2020. And, the proof's in the pudding. Figure out who has produced and who has wasted time. Mm-hmm. And vote accordingly.
Well, for all this time and money that's been invested, the people's money, I mean, you know, 30 plus million for Mueller alone, along with all the FBI agents involved, the subpoenas, the amount of documentation, everything, endless for 2.5 years. Interesting that what seems to be indicated, Chris, is that Bob Mueller had an idea that he was at the end of his rope even before the midterm elections. And this is going to be something that may be drawn out in further questioning of Mueller, and maybe that's why he doesn't necessarily want to come to the Hill.
I think there's a number of reasons he doesn't want to go to the Hill. There's both selfish motivations for his own sort of professional history, integrity, legacy, whatever you want to call it. But there's also details of that investigation that he doesn't want to discuss. Like, at what point did he figure out that the whole Russia thing was phony?
Mm-hmm.
Probably a couple of months into his investigation, but he let it ride for another year and a half.
Right. Well, Peter Strzok said it was phony. I mean, going into it, he said,
exactly.
"Hey, this is a no deal."
How long do you sit there as special counsel with that guilty knowledge? That's the problem he faces.
Right, exactly. And then him turning over in the second part of the 400 plus pages that he gave us in his report, some landmines there that Bill Barr has had to navigate around that were kind of like hanging chads for the Democrats to bite into to claim that, Donald Trump was, in fact, guilty.
Well, that's why it's such a dishonest report. The entire second volume of it is something that never should have been written in the first place. You know, in American jurisprudence and law enforcement, we don't write reports on how somebody probably isn't guilty. That isn't the way it works.
Right.
Either bring the charge or you go home, and that's just the way it works normally.
Well, you know, you think of the difference. And again, this is a conversation that's had in Main Street America when it comes up, is that for all the money we spent combined with the Senate and, you know, congressional hearings over this, the Mueller, we're talking upwards of $65 million have been invested into this ruse. And here it is. This is what we've got. You know, this crazy document that is still spinning heads and not really giving us solid answers. I mean, for half of America anyway, half of America heard what Bill Barr said and concluded, you know, from the Mueller report. And that is there was no collusion and no conspiracy.
Well, you know, the other whole, I think picking the broadest possible picture of this. There's a segment of the population that, no matter what was written, this could have been a write up for canonization, and it wouldn't have been satisfactory. Okay, but I think what will happen as we march towards November 2020 is that people will realize that we have the lowest unemployment in 49 years. Right? Mm-hmm. How do you dismiss that?
Right.
And so there are political operatives that have this as their driving, obsessing focal point of life, and you're never going to move them off the subject. And so what's left is, okay, well, you know, facts are facts. Thank you very much. We're going to move on and carry out the rest of our life now, you know. And I think that that's probably the smarter strategy in the long term. Joining the argument on which of the supposed acts were more obstructionist than others. I mean, you're feeding into their madness. I mean,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's like the old expression, you can't argue with a drunk. I mean, these people are emotionally and intellectually drunk on this stuff.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess that's what we can do at the end of the day is rely on what Mueller reported and move on as best we can and kind of leave them to their own devices. And maybe if they don't have anybody to punch, they're just punching air. And meanwhile, we're about the people's business, maybe, if that's possible.
That is the way to go. That really is the way to go.
Well, as the Director of Research and Investigations for Judicial Watch, Chris, where do you think this thing really ends up? I mean, does America, do all the forces have the stomach and the intestinal fortitude to really get down to this? Because, the indications are, and what I hate about this whole deal, and I've said often that in the absence of fact, opinion rules, and there's too much opinion flying around, and it's unfair, I believe, for, you know, those well-meaning Americans that want to understand what the heck happened to their government, you know, to their FBI and all this stuff that's gone on, and it's like we're getting constantly hit with a slow drip of one diabolical deed after another, whether it's some university IT expert getting into the Trump Tower and having access to Trump servers all under the ruse that, look at the DNC got violated. We want to make sure you didn't get violated. And then she downloads information and turns that over to the FBI with some sort of connectivity with a Russian bank. I mean, this stuff is endless.
It is, and it's going to fall upon on Mr. Barr's shoulders to sort it out. He possesses the legitimate authority and power to unwind all this nonsense and pursue criminal investigations for those persons who have really grossly abused their authority and their position in both the law enforcement and the intelligence world.
Got to go to break. More from Chris Farrell after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
As soon as we're back out in our yard, yep, we get company.
Dandelions, lurking crabgrass, and wheat thin grass. But Scout's Turf Builder Triple Action takes care of them all. Now, with one bag, you can kill weeds, prevent crabgrass for up to 4 months, and feed for greener grass. Triple Action, so your lawn thrives, guaranteed. Only from Scout's.
Weeds aren't welcome here.
This is a Scout's yard. Pick up a bag of Scout's Triple Action today.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, and I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for Mom and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows. Mm-hmm. Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't have worried. I trust your taste implicitly. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
Back with you, America, just the way you like us, fresh and independent. Every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, the Director of Research and Investigations, Chris Farrell, continues with us with Judicial Watch. Chris, the president has a wingman now in Bill Barr as the Attorney General. And this isn't fair as far as the Democrats are concerned. They were used to dealing with an AG that was recused, and had minimal powers and couldn't get in their way. They could kind of have their way with this. But now what happened is they couldn't get President Trump, so it seems like all their ammunition and guns are aimed at Bill Barr.
Yeah, you know, I understand what you say when you say that, you know, the president has a wingman. I don't think he does. I think he has simply a legitimate, honest, experienced attorney general who is not falling for all the sort of presumed and assumed lies and, you know, the hoax of the last 2 years. I don't think he's necessarily, you know, serving the president in the worst sense of the word. I think he's serving the Republic and the Constitution.
Right.
It just so happens that he's a sensible, experienced, very knowledgeable man who's not buying all the garbage that's been shoveled at the American public for the last 2+ years.
Exactly. Chris, when I said wingman, I think by comparison. You know where I was coming from.
I know what you mean.
Right. Exactly.
You know, somebody excerpting one portion of our comments would choose to misinterpret that in the worst possible way. And I have great respect for Mr. Barr. I think he's going to do the right thing come hell or high water.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I'm with you on that, and I agree with your assessment, and I want to make sure that, you know, that term comes with conditions, certainly.
Yep.
Chris, Judicial Watch, like I say, working on a lot of things. Your hands are full, and Tom and your organization yourself as well have been heavily involved with, you know, John Solomon and Sarah Carter in this deep dive of this investigation. Boy, I'll tell you, this is going to go well beyond the 2020 elections, isn't it?
Yeah. If you really take a deep breath and back up, this has larger sort of constitutional, governmental questions about, you know, the abuse of executive or of law enforcement and intelligence power against a candidate and a president. I mean, this really makes... you know, the much vaunted and always referenced, you know, Watergate crisis or scandal, you know, look like a peanut gallery. That's a petty little blip on the radar compared to what we face now.
Yeah, and considering that we lost a president, we had a president that on the threat of impeachment resigned, and here we are, and you know, I think the credit of Donald Trump as the president of the United States and his administration, they held their ground, and he knew from day one that he was innocent. And how frustrating can this be? I mean, here is a man who gave up his business and his brand. I mean, he's really devalued his brand in many ways because he's entered into this political fray, he and his family, and the way they're mistreated by the media and others, it's an absolute shame. And meanwhile, as we said before, it's costing us momentum. I mean, if we had any kind of bit of cooperation, where would we be GDP-wise? I mean, would we be at 4 or 5%? Would we be looking in the rearview mirror of illegal immigration solutions, infrastructure, China trade, international trade issues? I mean,
imagine the enormous amount of success the president already has realized, but then imagine it unencumbered by, you know, all this crazy distraction and nonsense, right?
Yeah. Well, Chris, speaking of illegal immigration, you guys have been leading the battle against illegal immigration. Update our audience on the latest news.
That's a broad question. So, you know, I think our greatest efforts, of course, are always at uncovering records and documents that show why we're in the position that we're in now, right? Mm-hmm. And then also working with, we have very great allies within law enforcement at the federal, state, and local level who give us the real deal, the real explanation of what's going on at the border, and trying to encourage and enforce and promote a law and order response to what is a national crisis. Even the vaunted New York Times a couple days ago finally came out with an editorial admitting, yep, it is a crisis. President Trump is correct. surprise, surprise. And so, you know, we want a law and order solution. And that's what we've always advocated for in advance and what we've tried to demonstrate and educate the public about. It's a combination of things. It's our liaison contacts with federal, state, and local law enforcement. It's our investigative efforts to uncover what's actually going on and where improvements can be made. And then lastly, it's our litigation, where we bring lawsuits that really compel, force the government to produce records and documents that explain these very misbegotten ideas and laws and regulations that are hamstringing law enforcement, actually endangering them and endangering the public.
Exactly. Well, Chris, in reference to this whole investigation with Mueller and everything, a driving force, and I know for many Americans, was we were hoping that we might get down to the bottom of to where we were protecting the election process. And I know that with the Election Integrity Project, Judicial Watch has been leading the way to, clear up so many of these discrepancies and so many holes within our systems so that people can count on, their vote counting and not having it be compromised by, either loopholes, ballot harvesting, and other operations that seem suspect.
Yeah, and, our Voter Integrity Project has had enormous success. I think it's now six states that we've compelled to clean up their voting rolls, to go in and find people that are either, dead, moved, felons, and get accurate, clean, complete, truthful voting rolls, because whenever there's any sort of abuse in the voting registration process, you're just inviting, right, all sorts of corruption and possible manipulation of on election day. And, we're not going to put up with that. We're not going to abide by that. And so we've taken, in some cases we've negotiated, and in some cases we've litigated. And, we don't have to get in the courtroom to force them. And when we lay out our explanation as to what they need to do to comply with the law, there have been instances where some people have said, okay, fine, we got it, and we'll do it.
Right.
And in which case, great.
Right.
But if not, then, we'll go to court, and on this matter, we will win. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah, because otherwise you have situations like where Hillary makes a statement here this past week that that the election was stolen from her. And there are some...
This is, a desperate, almost pathetic creature who is just, she's, as a character, as a caricature, it's mm-hmm. a very desperate, sad thing. I mean, I almost feel bad for her, just as a human being, to be going through what she's going through. But, she's in denial, and she's trying to rationalize a lot of things. And,
exactly.
And then more cynically, once again, trying to fundraise off it, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, and that seems to be the motivator with everything, is that there will be people who want to believe that and will give up their hard-earned money, based on that... based on that deception. Stacey Abrams, same thing in Georgia. She's not ready to concede. Even though she missed it by what, some 60,000-80,000 votes or something. But this is, some of the stuff that hangs out there because of the lack of integrity. And again, we're grateful to all the hard work that you guys are doing. Now, how can we team up with you and Judicial Watch so that we can support the efforts and get behind what you're doing?
Well, the best thing for your listeners to do is just go to our webpage, which is judicialwatch.org, O-R-G. And it's a festival of, it's a load of stuff to look at.
Right.
There's all sorts of reporting, documents, information, press releases, special reports, lots of good material for your listening audience to, really soak up and get informed on. And then, importantly, there's also an opportunity there for your listeners to support us. And we're organized as an educational foundation, as a nonprofit organization. And so donations made to us are tax deductible under the law. And, we appreciate any and all support.
Judicial Watch's Director of Investigations and Research, Chris Farrell, has been with us. Chris, as always, thank you so much for the time. Have a great day.
Thanks, Bill.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Hispanic entrepreneurs are confident about their 2019 business outlook, according to the 2019 Bank of America Hispanic Small Business Owner Spotlight. A strong majority are planning for increased revenue, expansion, and long-term growth. However, low unemployment is creating obstacles for Hispanic business owners looking to recruit and retain talent. Elizabeth Romero, Small Business Executive at Bank of America.
Hispanic entrepreneurs are embracing a more confident outlook toward growth compared to their non-Hispanic peers. However, The ultra-competitive labor market has made hiring and retaining employees a significant challenge.
Optimism is also paving the way for future generations of Hispanic business owners. 34% of Hispanic entrepreneurs say their business has grown beyond their original vision, and 38% plan to pass their business on to their children. For more information, visit newsroom.bankofamerica.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump clearly eager to start campaigning for the 2020 election, talking about the currently still vast Democratic field at a campaign rally in Florida last evening.
You got some real beauties. Crazy Bernie. You got a choice between Sleepy Joe and Crazy Bernie. And I'll take any of them. Let's just pick somebody, please, and let's start this thing.
The president also saying a top Chinese official is in Washington today for trade talks, but he's again threatening to hit China with more tariffs if it doesn't agree to a new trade deal by tomorrow. Pope Francis today has handed down a new Vatican law that includes requiring every diocese in the world to establish stable and easily accessible systems for people to report clergy abuse and cover-ups. And this is USA Radio News.
Pros know getting the next job means doing this one right, on time and on budget. Lowe's is here to help by stocking the brands you trust to power through any job, like Hitachi Power Tools, soon to be known as Metabo HPT, and DeWalt. Stop in now during Hitachi Days and get a 3.5-inch 21-degree framing nailer now for just $169. And stay in charge on the job longer with a 4-pack of DeWalt 20-volt max batteries, now just $179. For tools you can trust to get the job done right, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 5/12. See store for details, U.S. only.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need.
Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Alexa, play Maren Morris.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be
okay. Get unlimited access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Biff Martinez.
People hang on his every word, even the prepositions. He could disarm you with his looks or his hands. Either way, he can speak French in Russian. He is the most interesting man in the world.
Stay listening, my friend. Phil Martinez live.
You know, that's the answer right there. If more people spoke French in Russian, maybe we'd get along. Megan Barth joins us now. Megan, the co-chair of the Red Wave America PAC and the Media Quality Project. Hey, Megan, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific here. I'm just, watching this circus that's going on. When you try and understand, you know, what the Democrats are doing, I mean, you know, the simple answer is, look at, they bought into this false narrative, were willing to go along with America's, getting into America's treasury to the tune of over $60 million when you count up. And that's just as of last year. We haven't even counted out the current money and the ongoing cost of this whole collusion delusion that's been going on. But they're heavily invested in this deal. And when I give you those numbers, I'm talking about, you know, Senate hearings, congressional hearings, all the subpoenas they've been doing, and not subpoenas, but all the investigating they've been doing, and, of course, the Mueller campaign, the Mueller special prosecution that gave us, 448 pages that the Democrats refused to read and then complained that they want everything. And, to date, I guess they've had, Bill Barr has gone overboard and said, look, I'll make it available. We'll put it, the entire document in a skiff. You can read the entire document. And not one Democrat, as of this moment, has gone in and read the entire, which, let's think about what's already been released, to the public. Maybe about 90-92% of the document, unredacted, has been turned over to the public. It's on the Internet. You can read it there. Members of Congress have been given an even further unredacted version, which only about 2% redacted. And, you know, they're just, you know, they're so vested in this whole process that they just cannot let go of it. I mean, you know, they've sucked all the marrow out of the bone here, but it's their bone.
Well, yeah, and it also seems like one Republican is interested in the collusion delusion, and that would be Republican Senate Intelligence Committee Chair Burr. Senator Burr, who now has subpoenaed, given a congressional subpoena, first one, to Donald Trump Jr.
Mm-hmm.
And the Democrats aren't interested in the truth, Bill. They are simply interested in the drama and also creating chaos, further chaos than they've already created for 2.5 years. And this tells you that why they're not interested in the truth is because they're afraid of what further investigation into the DNC, Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama may uncover, and that's exactly where Bill Barr is headed. That is why they are holding him in contempt.
Contempt, right.
Because they want him to break the law. And by trying to force him to break the law, he refuses to break the law, so they hold him in contempt.
Right.
He would have broken the law if he would have divulged that information, which is grand jury testimony, witnesses, et cetera, which was written, by the way, and this was a fantastic letter submitted by the White House, which cited Janet Reno as the author of executive privilege in protecting that information.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, the Democrat, and of course, even Nadler, I mean, he was quoted in an earlier email, in 2012, when, you know, the shoe was on the other foot, and it was Republicans, you know, pressing forward with a contempt on Eric Holder, and he walked out and said, this is disgusting, this is nothing but, you know, all a charade, and, you know, and so here he is, he's got the shoe on his foot, and he's doing the exact same thing that he talked about. But, you know, that's political theater. I mean, there's you know, plenty of room for hypocrisy, and it runs deep out of the beltway. But, the problem is when you have a nation that is at each other's throat and you're trying to get people together, you know, the Democrats are just, you know, they're adding fuel to the fire here. There's nothing unifying whatsoever. But then meanwhile, you know, out on the campaign trail, yes, 2020 is well underway. You hear these Democratic operatics, you know, talking about unity and, you know, I'm going to bring the people together. Yeah, right. You're going to bring the people together that you separated.
Yeah, the Democrats have absolutely no interest in unity. And like you said, you can tell that from their rhetoric. What the Democrats have interest in is division. They have, which is another code or another word for diversity.
Mm-hmm.
The root of diversity is division. And so the Democrats keep pushing diversity, diversity, and then keep selecting protective classes that would give them power in their base. You know, I noticed one tweet yesterday, by Luke Rosiak, I believe, who did some great investigative reporting, I believe, on the behalf of the Daily Caller. He was flying into Nebraska, and he noticed that Nebraska, you know, from his seat on the plane, a window seat, is absolutely covered in water. They've had massive, massive floodings, and there's not one person from the press or even really Democrats that have, you know, sounded the alarm of the tragedy that's going on in Nebraska. And I simply replied, well, they don't get their power from Nebraska, and it's not diverse enough for them to care.
Right.
It's flyover country. Mm-hmm. So the Democrats are simply interested in California and New York because that's why they want to eliminate the Electoral College, which if they rely on the socialist government in both New York and California, they believe that will give them the power because that's where their base is.
Mm-hmm.
So their messaging, specifically for the 2020 campaign, appeals to the socialist hardcore left. You know, Medicare for all. Now Joe Biden is on record, and you can go to ReaganBabe.com to see this, the latest gaffe by Joe Biden saying that we have an obligation as U.S. citizens to give illegal aliens health care,
mm-hmm.
even though Barack Obama promised us that Obamacare wouldn't spend a dime on illegal aliens. Well, no, that's actually another lie.
Right.
And that's
yes.
when Joe Wilson shouted out in the chamber, you lie, which was exactly truthful. He did lie.
Right.
And so you can see through the policies that the Democrats really don't want to talk about because their policies don't sell to middle America. They only sell to California and New York.
Right. And that's been their focus. So, but meanwhile, here it is. We've got a country to save here. And we, the people, have got to be aware. You cannot form, I keep insisting, you cannot form your worldview based on the 8-second soundbites the mainstream media has been feeding to you. You've been had and fed these lies time and again. And even when your consciousness gathers and says, wait a minute, is that a lie? Are they lying here? You know, they just bombard you with more information that confuses everything. I mean, look, let's go back and consider for a moment what Bill Barr did on behalf of the people. You know, here it is. After 2.5 years, all this money invested into the Mueller investigation, you know, Bill Barr, I thought, expediently got information out there. I asked, you know, wrote a 4-page summary, kind of an executive summary of it before he could get it all done, which, by the way, Bob Mueller didn't help him out because he asked him. He says, look, when you give me the report, would you separate and, you know, just demarcate the things that are sensitive, that clearly cannot be, you know, that are going to be redacted. You know, do me a favor, just do all that, code it in such a way, makes it easy. Well, Mueller didn't do that. So that took, you know, the team additional amounts of time in order to prepare the document for release. He said probably another 3-4 weeks of time that he had to spend and effort to get that, you know, to where it was presentable. But meanwhile, he writes the executive summary, gives Mueller an opportunity to read it and to offer, and also along the way, any other redactions, you know, the whole deal. So we had him very much involved. And Mueller said, no, I'm not interested. Just go ahead and do it. And so then when he presents the 4-page summary, it wasn't anything that Bill Barr said. It was the tone. It was the interpretation. It was what the media, you know, took out of this 4-page report. That was his complaint. But you would think, hearing from Congress, that Bill Barr had lied to everybody about this and that he misrepresented Mueller's statement, you know, Mueller's documentation of 448 pages. You got the pages. You got 448 pages. You know, what more do you want?
Well, they obviously, according to Nancy Pelosi's words, want to arrest everybody and throw them into prison below the Congress.
Yeah, right. Oh, God. I'm telling you, is it any wonder? And then, you know, Megan, and then we try to have a conversation with people who've been whipped up by all these lies and this deception. And it's like, oh, gosh, you know, sometimes why bother? Why even bother to waste, you know, waste your time and to get infuriated because of the emotional level that it has come to? We've got more from Megan after this.
Get mom a great gift from Kohl's and get a little something for yourself. $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Give her a Philosophy Amazing Grace bath gift set, just $55, and get $10 Kohl's cash. Or a Diamond Heart pendant, only $109.99, and you'll get $20 Kohl's cash. Plus, take $10 off your $50 or more Mother's Day gift purchase, Thursday through Sunday at Kohl's. Select styles, $10 offer valid May 1st through 12th with promo code MOMSDAY10. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Money. Money! Money! Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business. So you'll get loans with competitive interest rates. And in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. That's 888-794-1645. NMLS number 1136.
May is Mental Health Month, an important time to acknowledge the 1 in 5 U.S. adults living with mental illness. Many people with a mental illness may also suffer from tardive dyskinesia, or TD, an involuntary movement disorder associated with prolonged use of antipsychotics. While TD may affect at least 500,000 people in the U.S., research shows a gap in TD awareness. This year, approximately 20 states have declared May 5th through 11th, 2019, TD Awareness Week. To learn more, visit talkabouttd.com, brought to you by Neurocrine Biosciences.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Thank God Almighty, we are free at last.
Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent, just the way you like us every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Megan Barth continues with us, founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. As we were commenting on Victor Davis Hanson's piece, Megan, you know, he brings up some excellent points. I mean, this whole situation and these attacks on Bill Barr, it is surreal. You know, when you compare, and people have compared what A.G. Barr has done in the short period of time he's been there compared to the previous A.G.s that were under the previous regime, you know, Barack Obama's two attorney generals, you know, it was Eric Holder that said that he was the president's wingman. And you know, and I kind of thought comparatively, you know, to Jeff Sessions that Bill Barr has kind of now become the wingman for the president, you know, in talking with Chris Farrell. He got a little nervous with that association, and I understand because Bill Barr is not to necessarily be, you know, as the attorney general, he's there for the people. He's not there for the president. But, you know, let's face it, under Jeff Sessions, the president was without any kind of support out of the AG's office. But anyway, his sensitivity about wingman was because Eric Holder had announced and told everybody, he said, hey, look, it, I'm the president. I mean, basically the president's attorney by saying he's his wingman. Of course, it was also Eric Holder that referred to us as a nation of cowards. You know, so when you look at what Barr has done, you know, or hasn't done, I mean, he didn't, you know, monitor reporters' communications or ordered surveillance of a TV journalist, has not used a government jet to take his family to the Belmont Stake horse race, as Holder did. Has Barr secretly met on an airport tarmac with the spouse of a person his Justice Department was investigating? I mean, the comparisons are so glaring. But you would think, you know, the outrage that the Democrats are displaying here, you would think that Bill Barr has, you know, surpassed anything that the Democratic attorney generals have done.
Well, when you look back at a variety of presidents, we never had this much animosity directed at the Republican Party. We've never had this much animosity directed at Christians. We've never had this much animosity directed at, you know, just average, everyday Republicans until about 2008. So mm-hmm. What does that tell you?
Right.
We didn't have all of this vitriol and violent rhetoric prior to 2008. Now, they did a good job, the press and the Democrats, calling Bush a racist, hanging him in effigy, creating scripts and writing scripts and producing movies that showed his assassination.
Mm-hmm.
But it was kind of buried. It wasn't in the forefront. Well, this violent rhetoric is in the forefront of the Democrat platform,
mm-hmm.
whereby they have nonstop called us Nazis and racists and homophobes and Islamophobes, and even referred to President Trump as Hitler. And it was funny because I was talking to somebody that I work with, and we're working on a separate project. But ultimately, when are the Democrats going to be held and sued mm-hmm. for hate speech?
Right.
We often see Chick-fil-A and other businesses that now are not doing business with anybody that they deem unworthy of using their credit card or their merchant's accounts. If you're a conservative, all of a sudden you're just a de facto Nazi.
Mm-hmm.
And this is very threatening to our civil liberties. We now have censorship and full view, which keeps people from understanding reality. Conservatives are being censored. You have technology companies actually acting like Nazis, the modern-day book burners,
mm-hmm.
by banning people from a variety of platforms, including Twitter. David Horowitz, for example, was just banned again or suspended mm-hmm. again from Twitter back-to-back, whereby yeah. first when he was suspended this week on Tuesday, they said it was a glitch, they reinstated his account, and then all of a sudden yesterday he was suspended again. So there really aren't any terms of service that the conservatives can follow, because it seems like any speech related to liberty, related to freedom, related to smaller government, related to the coup, related to spying, all of a sudden is hate speech, according to the Democrats, and we are suffering because of their totalitarian control over the press as well as the technology companies and their monopolies.
Well, their heads exploded already. What's it going to be like if the Republicans are able to get the truth out on where the true collusion actually occurred? I mean, think about this, and this has been a question you and I have discussed on several occasions, Megan. I mean, if the big wrong here was having contact with a foreign government, well, based on what we're hearing, what the subpoenas have indicated, what Stroke and Lisa Page's emails have indicated, it was Hillary Clinton and the Democratic Party. I mean, the whole genesis, I mean, this is what is frightening to the Democrats, because the genesis of this whole investigation is in the DNC. It's in the, it's on the Democratic side. I mean, you talk about Luke Rosiak. Luke Rosiak wrote a great book on the revelation of the spies in Congress, Imran Awan, who was the Pakistani operative who had control of 40 Democratic congressmen and women, including Debbie Wasserman Schultz. And this guy gets away with a slap on the hand, and he downloaded information in mass, information from our government. And this guy was known overseas and in Pakistan as a national selling information. So God only knows what kind of information he put out there. And we're worried about Julian Assange and all these others. But meanwhile, we're ignoring something that's right smack dab in front of us right now.
Well, and right, what's smack dab also as far as hypocrisy is concerned in front of us is that the New York Times publishes basically 10 years, I believe, of President Trump's tax records from 10 years ago. Now, not that is a felony. It is a crime.
Right.
And they're freaking out over the fact that he lost $1 billion at a time when the real estate market and a lot of people in the casino industry and real estate market was losing money.
Yeah.
However, they weren't freaking out when Hillary Clinton lost $6 billion when she was the head of the Department of State.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So you can see, the manufactured outrage is specifically directed at one side of the aisle from the mainstream media, and that's how they've earned the moniker fake news.
Mm-hmm.
Because if they truly were a balanced, any news organization was balanced, you would think that the outrage of losing $6 billion would be at least six times more of the outrage and be on the headlines and in the headlines of the news, either on TV or in print, when she loses six times the amount of not her money, our money.
Yeah, exactly.
$6 billion she lost, and nary a peep from the mainstream media.
Exactly. Well, as we said, the hypocrisy is rich out of the beltway, and it is up to we the people. You know, as been said several times already, an election is around the corner, and America needs to wake up and decide what kind of government they want. Do they want a bunch of obstructors? They want a bunch of resistors? What I'm concerned with to a degree here, Megan, is that people are going to get so worn out by all the shenanigans the Democrats are doing that the people surrender. They just put the white flag of surrender and say, just, you know, quiet it down. I'm tired of all the fussing and fighting. You know, you guys want, you know, you want the power so badly, we're just going to relent and give it to you. That would be a disaster. And, but, you know.
Well, we can see what happens when that happened in the midterms. We now have Jerry Nadler and Maxine Waters, and Adam Schiff has had of these witch hunt investigations that continue. And if Donald Trump loses the election in 2020, which he will not, if he loses, his family will then be forever targeted by the Democrats, and they will ensure that the Trump family and all of his friends around him in the administration are falsely accused and likely falsely prosecuted.
Right. I mean, it was bad enough as it was with the attacks and the weaponization of the three-letter agencies in our government, particularly, as you said, during the previous regime, you know, whether it was Lois Lerner, the EPA, the attacks that happened, it's like, get ready, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, already conservatives, people of faith right now are under attack by whether it's the social media platforms and, you know, on and on at every turn. But it's got to be one of those things, kind of the broadcast moment in, you know, parts of life where the people finally stick their head out the window and say, look, I've had it. I'm not going to put up with this anymore. And I think they did a little bit of that in 2016, but they have to understand that this is just the beginning. It's not one and done. You got to keep on going. We relaxed a little bit in the midterms, and look what happened. The very thing, I mean, the Democrats are showing you exactly what they're made of and what it's all about. They're not helping us. I mean, right now, with a little bit of cooperation, as I said to Chris Farrell earlier, Megan, do you imagine with a little bit of cooperation, we'd be looking at maybe 4 or 5 GDP. We'd have some China problems taken care of. We'd have, you know, immigration, and we'd be further on down the road for some solutions here. Not to mention infrastructure, these things supposedly that the Democrats are concerned about, but yet their actions tell you differently.
Right, and it goes back to the top of the show, or at least our interview, where I said the Democrats aren't offering solutions, they aren't offering anything that would be unifying, because that's not in their blood.
Mm-hmm.
They want to divide and conquer, and that is exactly why they want to eliminate the Electoral College, because their power is centered on the coast. And all the Democrats care about is their power. They don't care about the people. Ronald Reagan said it best. You can't be for big taxes, big bureaucracy, and big government and be for the little guy.
That's right. That pretty much says it all. Megan Barr, founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. Also, Megan, where can they go for more information, by the way, real quick?
I'm so excited. ReaganBabe.com. Sign up for my newsletter, and every Saturday you will get all that we've talked about, as well as on other radio shows and all the news that fits print, as they say.
Thank you, Megan. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Most of you.